Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea today fired an unidentified missile from its capital, Pyongyang, that flew over Japan before landing in the northern Pacific Ocean. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said the government strongly condemned the excessive provocation. He said the Japanese government will respond to the situation with the U.S., South Korea, and other related countries, including the U.N. Security Council. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the latest launch a reckless act by the North Koreans. On a visit to the storm-ravaged U.S. state of Florida, President Trump applauded emergency personnel there and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned through the state.
We are there for you 100%. I'll be back here numerous times. I mean, this is a state that I know very well, as you understand, and these are special, special people, and we love them. Thank you.
There were at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida. Before that, in the Caribbean, dozens died. Devastation was widespread. An American citizen fighting for Islamic State in Syria is in U.S. custody after surrendering to coalition-backed Syrian fighters. U.S. Defense Department has detained the American as a known enemy combatant. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for gun and car bomb attacks that killed at least 60 people in southern Iraq. More than 80 people were also wounded in the attacks. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, and there was a subsequent suicide attack. This is VOA News. Up to 400.